and the Usufobi Theorem. Can it win on debut?
I couldn't have the horse any better. He's ready to go, and any chink in the favourite's armour, it'll give us the opportunity to win.
Best today?
Probably the first starter.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Fiotto in front. Theorem's knuckling down. He's charging up to him and takes the lead. Theorem in the shadows and wins from Fiotto.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We do. That was this time last week, Matthew. You were outstanding. We did get our greyhound up yesterday, so we're starting to see things clearly.
On the up.
Now we've got
good.
Kilmore and Cranbourne. And Julius Sandu, who's flying. He's had a massive 12 months.
Yep.
Should have won the Blue Diamond last year.
Oh, touchy subject. Touchy subject. Yep.
Who with? You?
Well, Lofty Strike.
Yeah. Great
scratched
horse.
Before the race. Oh,
that's correct. There you go. It would have won. I knew there was a reason.
Could have won. Could have won. Maybe. Is he on the line? We might have a chat to Julius because hopefully we can get a winner today. We need one because we need to change that promo because I've said Enver's name wrong. So it'd be nice.
Had a crack.
At least I had a crack. I didn't call him EJ like everyone else who comes on the radio. At least I had a dip. I won't get Julius Sandu's name wrong. He joins us now. Good morning to you, Julius.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We need a winner from you today at Cranbourne. Alphaville's the favourite in race 5. Had a win last start. Celine Gaudrey rides. What are your thoughts from barrier 9?
Not overly fussed about the barrier 9. You know, it's not all that bad. He can. He's got options. The horse drops out if I need him to. He's got a bit of early speed if we need to. So I'm just going to trust her to... He knows the horse well. We'll take it as it comes on in the race. If he jumps well and he's able to slot in well, great. If we need to drop off, that's not going to bother him either. He's a rolling horse. He'll get moving at the right time, and he should put himself in the race on top of the bend. And hopefully, he runs the same kind of race that he rid at Road, that he ran at Mornington. He'd be hot speed.
All right, that's Alphaville in race 5. He's a Legend goes around in race 6. Stays at the 1600 metres. Celine Gaudrey also rides here. Can it win today?
I think so. I think he was ultra competitive in his last start. I mean, he ran fourth, beaten less than half a length. I think he fought really hard and down a long straight at Pakenham. He's got a track that's probably going to suit him a little bit better. He's drawn the outside barrier, but from that shoot at Cranbourne, he's going to get plenty of time to work out what he wants to do with him. And he's generally been an on-pace type of runner, so we'll probably be somewhere around there, whether he's sitting outside the leader, leading or pair back, he's probably going to be in the top 4 or 5. And he absorbs pressure well. So we'll get rolling into the race and hopefully he can last up.
All right. And then at Kilmore, you've also got a runner today. Romania goes around in race 6. Can it improve back on a good track?
Probably, but I'm unsure at this point in time whether or not I actually will be going there. So don't be surprised if that horse doesn't run.
Okay. Best bet today.
Probably at this point in time, I'd say Alphaville, obviously, but there's very, very little between the two of them. I think both the horses and Cranbourne will run mighty races.
All right, we'll have something on them both. Julius, over the weekend as well, Halloween goes around at Yarra Valley and Thorin at the Valley. Can you give us a push on either of those?
Halloween I can, because he'll being in the first race now, I'm fairly confident we'll get to the races. Thorin, probably not running. We didn't get any favours at Mooney Valley. They put me in the car park, so I'm not going there. I'll probably opt for another week and take him down to Sandown or so next week. But Halloween is going to Yarra Valley, and with a little bit of luck, hopefully we don't have any debacles around the bend with him shying at the gates and the rest like happened last time, and he'll run really good.
All right, we'll follow those over the weekend. We've got to ask about Lofty Strike as well. Julius, how's the stable star?
Yeah, good. He's going to a jump out on Monday. He's in outstanding form. The horse has come through great. He's training the house down. So I couldn't be happier with him right now. We'll take him to a jump out on Monday and get a good look at him. And obviously, we'll go from there. But for where he is at this point in time, he's right on track for a good order.
Where's he kick off?
Originally, I was looking at probably going directly into that Zupan race at the Oakley Place, but yep. I probably have given myself some options. I might even kick off in the Rubicon if I needed to. Mm-hmm. But all of that will come from his jump out on Monday. Let's see how he goes through it, how he pulls up, and I'll give him a few days after that to make sure that the horse is right. He'll tell me. And if I'm happy and I think it's going to be beneficial for him for us to kick up early, we will. If I need to give him some time, well, those options still lie ahead of us.
He's an exciting horse. Looking forward to seeing him return in the autumn. Julius, good luck this afternoon and over the weekend.
appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Julius Sandu joining us there, Scotty. So Alphaville race 5 today, and he's a legend in race 6. Probably leaning towards Alphaville, but we'll have something on them both.
Race 5, number 2, and Celine Gaudry, as one of the guys flying on the Tetna Press says, she is absolutely flying.
We said the GOAT phrase is overused. Do you know what's a phrase that's a little bit overused in racing?
Uh-oh.
Airborne. Do you agree?
Airborne.
She is airborne, but we probably throw it around a little bit too much.
Terry Bailey amuses me. He was calling while Matty Hill is over in Chasing the Snow.
Yes.
I caught one, I think it was Bugle Robbie Griffiths horse.
Daily Bugle.
Saw it coming. He's like, I've nailed this. And here just ran second. It was a big run.
Yeah, I know. It was huge. Yeah.
It was so funny. It was like,
yeah.
I love TV.
Good performances yesterday. We might have a chat to Mark Hunter about a couple of those.
Coming up next, Friday 4, Mark Hunter and Jamie Rogers.